Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Heads up, eyes open to fifth place. Thanks, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path to Cubs. Like that's the party Cubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitating. I will cast a cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I just ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther Cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy, Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
griddle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but I rock no filler. Ain't a girl in Seattle putting rappers on ice and lock your bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I upchuck nasty style like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rage from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steelo got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye, making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples, showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking, and roll on with that chicken shit you're plucking. You're stuck in, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothes. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like Beavis. I'm the dopest, lyrically the locust. What? It's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent. Hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking out snot. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. And you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn.
Yeah,
get this shit,
I
right?
Take a puff and I blow out like Moby. Quicker than Toby, what's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer, what's my name? Yeah, yeah. Rage, lyrical murderer, yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slam into the rage, you're in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rocked at the dawn. It's a steel rock.
Politicizing the gun. We be the ideological sons and daughters of the black cats. And we the ones who brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you wouldn't have bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones with rest records longer than the average cat's rap record. By no means, this ain't no intentional shit. fact, it's one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these statistics are plainly mainly due to the state's attack. See, we the ones that don't get due credit until the state say it's safe to say it. In other words, a lot of y'all will show us some love after we long gone in the grave. But for now, many see it correct politically to only have the ability to speak in secrecy about the moves we make. Who we be? We recognize the central potential of armed propaganda. And we done raised the bar what it is to be a diehard. In this game, we done the thing of what it is from a cat considering himself a criminal to a convict to a prisoner of conscience. Who we be? You see, we done enlisted men and women in the People's Army. And our kinfolk fall from the trees, the leaves, the lights of those of Cham and Fred and France and on. We sprout from the seeds of Huey P. Not long, but the one that sent the sentiments to the Viet Cong. It was on the right side of the question of the U.S. aggression against the Vietnam. Man, we far surpassed the grassmen and got up under the gutter. In fact, some cats say that we consider ourselves weeds. Yeah, that's us. Who we be? Man, we so financially fucked up that our motto goes, and the POCC is in debt, but not dead. We broke, but not broke. Where we come from? Where we at? What's our membership? Well, we be the residue from the slave ships, and the rest of the flesh the sharks too full to eat after we was thrown overboard. In fact, some of us still at the back of the bus. See, we the ones fighting to be free, but in the meantime, between time, looking forward to prison visits. And when we talk, you best believe that they listening. We come from college campuses and street corners. We do more for 10 a.m. than your elected officials or the Marines doing 1,000 mornings. We keeping our eyes on the prize, and we also recognize in this time and place, one can never negate the question of race. But in the same breath, we also know on this here slave ship, all black folks ain't in the same position. But we'd be remiss if we negate to mention that we still got to deal with this here class contradiction. We see theory without practice is blind, and practice without theory has a chance you might just came up and got lucky that time. POCC, what's our call? Free them all.
Basically knowing my ideology, basically you knowing me, knowing yours, you can support some of our programs. Is that what you're saying?
Why not?
And you believe in programs like the Breakfast for Children program and free health clinics? Right on, brother?
We believe they're good things.
Uh-huh.
as a focal point to organize their mothers and fathers.
Uh-huh.
Peace.
Mm-hmm. There's no educational program here?
That's come out of the social action thing. You know, you set that up, bro. I mean, we can't put everything on one piece of paper.
What about this bank?
Credit union?
Mm-hmm.
Credit union.
Credit union, my brother.
It is a bank.
Are you hip to credit unions?
It is a bank.
Yeah,
you
go and buy money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bank.
It's a bank.
Owned by the people. Run for the people. And by the people.
Mm-hmm. What will money be given out to people for?
Well, the people would decide that.
You want to buy?
You know, whatever, you know, the people in the community decide.
You need some living room furniture, maybe? You need a car, maybe?
See, the thing is with me, you dig, I need to know some more about it. I wish you had some more literature about the educational thing here. Because, you dig, as far as we're concerned, you know, in the struggle, the way we look at struggle is that this depends on the educational thing, you dig. Because
this depends on the education.
Well, the whole thing.
No, but in the end, this does. You can form this with no education. You can form this.
No, not the way we're talking about forming it. You know, right. We're talking about forming it right. You know, it's not on the paper. We didn't write it on the paper.
No, form it right with no education.
No.
Let me give you an example. Yomo Kenyatta formed the excellent revolution with no education. And on the day of the end thing, Yomo told the motherfucker, I said, well, you know, you've been educated to hate the enemy, but I'm your brother. I help you lead the revolution. Now I'm more pressure. Another example, Papa Doc in Haiti. Papa Doc in Haiti hated everything white. Man, you couldn't put this white paper in front of Papa Doc's face. But he moved all the white people out and he took over to be oppressed.
What
he did, causing no education. And the people that have been educated, they just said that we don't hate the motherfucking white people, we hate the oppressor, whether he be white, black, brown, or yellow. So we got to know the educational program to find out what is going to be in the finale. A lot of people, Yomo Kenyatta is called not a method revolutionary, but an ex-revolutionary. So it's Papa Doc. They brought on a successful revolution. That thing in the Mau-Mau's was a bitch. Bantu freedom fighters, all that kind of action. But what we're saying is, that it's the end. But you don't judge Castro now. You can't do it. Nobody in this room could judge whether Castro's going to be a revolutionary or not. You know what I mean? We're talking about things, you know what I mean, with China, the People's Republic, and even at the stage they're in now, talking about even going on further into a communistic state. That's what we're talking about. That was a revolutionary. So we got to understand here the educational program that you have to be able to figure out whether it will go on the right lines to where the people will end up in a situation where they can be able to really control themselves. You understand what I'm saying? With no education, the people that take this local foundation and start stealing money because they won't be really educated to why it's the people's thing anyway. You understand what I'm saying? With no education, you have neocolonialism instead of colonialism like you got in Africa now, like you got in Haiti. So what we're talking about is there has to be an educational program. That's very important. As a matter of fact, we are so important for us that a person has to go through 6 weeks of our political education before he can consider himself a member of the party, able to even run down ideology for the party. Why? Because if they don't have an education, then they're nowhere. You dig what I'm saying? They're nowhere because they don't even know why they're doing what they're doing. You might get people caught up in an emotionalist movement. You understand me? You might get them caught up in because they're poor and they want something. And then if they're not educated, they want more. And before you know it, they'll be capitalists. And before you know it, we'll have Negro imperialists.
We understand that Mickey White, Dennis Morrell and Nathaniel Jr. and Huey P. Newton, people like Bobby Seale and people like Bobby Hutton and people like Elvis Cleaver, all these people either dead, either in exile or running, or they're even in jail. And a lot of people understanding this, we lose a little faith in the vanguard, not understanding what we're talking about. A lot of people run up to you in a minute and say, why if all these people are being taken, why haven't you shot it out? Why haven't you killed some pigs? What did we say? That if you kill a few, you get a little satisfaction. But you kill some more, and you get some more satisfaction. But when you can kill them all, you get complete satisfaction. That's why we have a move, because we have to organize the people, we have to educate the people, we have to arm the people, and we have to teach them the revolutionary political power. And when the people don't understand all that, won't be killing no few, getting no little satisfaction. Won't be killing no more and getting some more satisfaction. It'll be killing them all and getting complete satisfaction. So what should we do if we're the vanguard? What is it right to do? Is it right for the leadership of the struggle to go faster than the followers of that struggle can go? No. We're not going to be dealing in no commandism, nor will we be dealing in tailism. We say that just as fast as the people can possibly go, that's just as fast as we can take it. And while we're taking them, we're going to be down there amidst the people in the valley. So that in the valley, we know that we can learn and understand their lifestyle. We understand the people out here and all this bullshit out here. You can make a city yourself on the mountaintop. You may not consider yourself on the mountaintop. I may even someday consider myself on the mountaintop. May have had already. But I know that even though in the valley, there are people like Dennis, and there are people like Nate, and there are people like Mickey White, and people like Huey P. Newton, and people like Bobby Seale, and even in the valley, the lower valley, and people like Bobby Hutton, people like Aaron Cleveland. We know that these are dangerous times. We know that when you go down to the valley, you've got to make a commitment. A lot of us think the revolution is bullshit, but it's not. A lot of us think that when you get involved in the revolution, you can talk your way out of things, but that's not true. If you think I'm lying, ask Bobby Hutton. Ask Elvis Cleveland, Huey P. Newton, and Mickey White, and Dennis and Nate. Ask these people, it's not a game. And if you're going to involve yourself in the revolutionary struggle, then you've got to be serious. You've got to know what you're doing. You've got to already have practiced some type of theory. That's why we ask the people to follow the leadership of the Vanguard Party. Because we're always theorizing, we're always practicing, we're always making mistakes, but we're always convicted, and we're always getting better, and we're always leading, and we're always saying every day that no matter what anybody else says, that I am a revolutionary, and you've got to be able to come to grips with that fact that some of you are not revolutionaries. That the difference between the people and the Vanguard is very important. You've got to understand that as soon as you follow the Vanguard, you've got to understand that you're the people. And the people follow the Vanguard. And you've got to understand that the Black Panther Party is the Vanguard. And if you're going to be about being the people, you're going to be about understanding that the Vanguard leads the people in the social revolution. After the social revolution, the Vanguard Party threw out its educational program, and that educational program is so overwhelming that it has educated the people to the point where they can run things themselves. That's what you call educating the people, arming the people, organizing the people, and putting them in revolutionary political power. That means people's power. That means the people's revolution. And if you're not about being involved in the people's revolution, then you've got to do something. If you want it, you've got to support a people's revolution. And I claim today that no matter what this thing says, and I think Pierre will admit it, that even if all those criticisms were valid, and they could print 8 articles like that, 8 magazines, they could print 80 or 800 or 8 million, that they can print all the articles they want to, but I know a study that they couldn't print 1 article on. If you ask them to write down a list of all the other groups in this country that could be considered a further stage of advancement, and a further stage of advancement, as a Vanguard Party, their list would not even entail 1 name. Because no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody does, they haven't did it yet. The Vanguard Party, the Black Panther Party, is the furthest developed Vanguard Party in the world today for oppressed people, and that's the truth. You can say some things are wrong about it, but I'm telling you, it's the best deal. You might be able to put some on paper, goddammit, that flies faster than a plane. But I say, until it is proven, until you put that money in practice, you be a fool trying to fly on paper. You better get on the goddamn plane, because it's already been proven. And I'm saying that you better get on the Black Panther Party. If you can't get on, goddammit, you better get behind. If you can't get behind, goddammit, you better get behind somebody else behind, so you at least be able to follow indirectly. We're not asking you to go out and ask no pig to leave us alone. As long as the pig with us, as long as people write out of us, we know we're doing something. Because a lot of people, a lot of groups walk around, you couldn't write articles about it. I know some revolutionary groups of these niggas running around, some of these same PLM, talking about them and talking bullshit about them, they couldn't even find them to criticize. They were so far on the ground, what were they doing? Organizing groundhogs, educating groundhogs, arming groundhogs, and teaching groundhogs revolutionary political power. I say that we're the first group to come above town, goddammit, where the people can follow you and say, motherfucker, I really need you. You can sue me. If I make a mistake, motherfucker, it's better than not even being here at all, because when I make that mistake, I made it for the people. I correct it for the people.
Y'all done heard of things like the Comedy Manifesto, this and that. This is for the streets. This is the Ghetto Manifesto. So let this be heard. Pull your partner, grab your girl, leave nothing behind. But this is a universal call through geographical lines. Stones, D's, Crips and Bloods, bangers and ballers, hustlers and thugs. From the ghettos, the barrios, the strips and sets, from the packed prisons and back to the projects. From the crews and Compton to the hoods in Harlem, once politicized.
Ready. I want to tune in there with Cub being with us. What it is, y'all?
Live and direct, Brother
Kevin. Live and direct, that's what it is. Okay. We got any calls in queue? Here's the pass on the phone. We live and direct, y'all. Let's make history. Let's take history and take history. Shirock, can I see the business, man? Love you, man. Love you right back. Here's up eyes open the fifth book, y'all. Let's say this again, y'all. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history, y'all. This is, what do we do? You know, we want y'all to get a ball for the calls, the front doors and back windows. You know, let them know, do we? Fairmont Radio, Intermission Radio, live and loaded, y'all. Lock the door, excuse me, 929-477-3785. Also, 708-223-8953. Let's see what, do we have, supposed to call in, okay. Okay, y'all. Y'all can get involved with the calls on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, you name it. Let them know we locked and loaded, child. This is what weekly program that the Party Clubs was yours truly, Chairman Fred Happen Jr., as he acknowledged with them, Robin Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage. You know what I'm saying? So let's do what we do, y'all. We're calling them again, 929-477-3785. 708-223-8953. Make sure we get a couple of things we're going to address. There's information of Janae. I think that she's going to be calling in. I just came down to Tennessee. You know, a few minutes ago, she was touching down there for a while. I thought we were going to make our way down there. Meantime, meantime, you know, put people in the campaign to save the Happen House, y'all. You just support, hit us at the channel, FredJunior at gmail.com via PayPal. You know what I'm saying? Hey, appreciate, you know what I'm saying? Comrades, I see my Shirock, you know what I'm saying? It came along, you know what I'm saying? Ava sister, yeah, keep this thing going, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Details, you know what I'm saying? Ava sister, keep the show online, keep the sister to this mission, you know what I'm saying? We ride the food, you know what I'm saying? Now stop, that's what it is. Okay, we got a couple of I think they call me a call in Houston, Comrade.
Good morning, Brother Chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, please press 1 to come in queue. Free
morning. Yeah, press 1. Then we'll get. Okay. Yeah, press 1. So press 1.
Free morning, Brother Chairman. We have a caller in queue. Caller, area code 219.
How y'all doing? Free
morning. Free morning. We're doing some radio. This was it. Like this. Yep. Right here. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, okay. Me, you live and direct. Welcome to Fairmont Radio. This is somebody who we have calling in with us.
Oh, this is Randall Minifield from Hemet, Indiana.
Yes, sir. Welcome, welcome.
How y'all okay, doing? How y'all doing?
You keeping our hands up.
Not much, man. I'm just calling in. Get that good work. I'm a young brother. I got an organization myself, and we trying to get our young brothers up and aware of what's going on. Group economics, getting unity back within us, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just calling in to get that knowledge.
Right on. You in Hammond, Indiana, right next to Gary, right? Correct?
Yes, sir. Like 10 minutes, if that.
Mm-hmm. Y'all got any business upcoming we should know about it, you know what I'm saying? Any campaigns, the dude should know that we can network with you on?
Yes, sir.
Let us know what it is.
We have Instagram, Melanated Money. We have a podcast we're working on. We have individuals who have their own businesses. Myself, I have my own clothing business, Young Mogul Clothing. We have another nonprofit that I'm working with a bunch of young group of guys that's Tribe Trust, which is Thriving Richly in Black Excellence. You can follow us on Facebook at Tribe Trust. Instagram at Tribe Trust. So, yeah, let me feel our platforms
Tribe,
right there.
Yeah.
Tribe Trust. T-R-I-B-E.
T-R-I-B-E.
Yes.
Tribe.
T-R-I-B-E. Tribe, yes.
Trust.
Yes.
Okay, Trust.
Yes.
And that's on Instagram?
So, yeah, just wanted to get back. Yeah, we got it. That's the Instagram.
Right on. Right on.
And it's also, we have
right
a Facebook
on.
As well. So
what's
our
that?
Whole purpose is, you know, we want to get the youth while we can early, you know, get them that information about their true self, their history, where they come from, the greatness they come from. Let them know we come from all over the earth. You don't just come from one spot. We've been everywhere, you know what I'm saying? So getting them that true knowledge, letting them know you got to do for self, self-sufficiency. Don't depend on nobody, no other race but your own. We got to do for ourselves. Unity, we got to get that unity back, you know what I'm saying? Teach them about that business, you know what I'm saying? Credit, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we on, you know, getting the books, teaching about growing their own food, you know what I'm saying, knowing how to provide, grow your own food, you know what I'm saying. You don't shouldn't have to go to a grocery store all the time. You should be able to go in your backyard and pick up whatever you want to eat, you know what I'm saying. Producing your own clothes. It's just about just doing for self and networking and helping the next man up, you know what I'm saying. So he don't have to slave or work 30 years or think he got to be out here by himself because he don't got nobody that think like him, but a lot of us, you know what I'm saying, we want the same things. We just don't know how to talk to each other or trust in one another because, you know what I'm saying, we conform to this system to think, you can't trust your own people or you got to depend on somebody else. So that's the message we want to get to the youth, get them now. So when they get 18, they good. When they get 21, they know what to do. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be going to jail or serving no type of narcotic or nothing like that. So that's our main focus.
How old are you, brother?
I'm 28, sir.
Okay, right on. I'm glad you called in, man. I'm going to keep you connected with us, man. I want to officially invite you out to the Hampton House, man. We did a campaign to save the Hampton House. We want to network. We have a few things going on out there. You know, speaking of the guys doing your own food, we got the Hampton House, save the Hampton House community garden going on. We are going to be doing a group.
Oh, man, that's
yes, indeed. Saturday. Yeah, the weekly Triple C's, which is Children, Community, and Clubs, done in the spirit of the Black Panther Party Free Breakfast Program. So come on, we encourage you. You can have a food donation, water, what have you. Bring it all
yes,
out.
Sir.
We also recommend the studio.
Yes,
any connection you got with the studio equipment, you know what I'm saying? Bring it out there. If we can put that out there, you know, use it as an organizer tool. But I appreciate you for calling
mm-hmm.
me. I want you to stay, you know, stay connected with us, man.
Yes, sir.
And keep us abreast of
yes,
the campaigns that are going on. How we can be, you know, so we can be a business, you know what I'm saying? But again, I really appreciate you calling in, brother, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate the energy also, you know?
Yes, sir. And I salute y'all, too. And it's an honor to talk to you, you know what I'm saying? One of the legends, you know, Fred Hampton Sr., you know, and what you doing, what he was doing for us. And I salute. I love y'all. I appreciate it. I appreciate the time and just to be able to talk and express. So I appreciate it.
We appreciate the people for allowing us to be servants to the people. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna keep on making history, taking history, taping history. You know, we say the Black Panther Party is a tough act to follow. We're gonna just walk down in their footsteps, their path to fall steps. So then we stay tuned with us right on. My Dre in the building, coming cool in the building. Norman Petition out from Canada. And True by C, my Larry in the building, Tony Jackson, Fred Mars. That's what it is, y'all. Keep that one direct, y'all. Making history, taking history, taping history. Hassan Ali, Benny Muhammad. You know what I'm saying? Stop. That's on the boards. That's what it is. Stand me on, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Y'all can. Y'all with the word. You know, so we roll 8 o'clock on the dot, man. So, you know what I'm saying? That's Central Time. So call in 929-477-3785. You know what I'm saying? 782-23-8953. We ain't set tripping. We ain't play no call on the boards. You may get a call from Ghana. You know what I'm saying? Palestine, Turkey. You know what I'm saying? Cleveland, Ohio, or Oakland, you name it. Things are happening all over the world. We say in the spirit of internationalism, we got to say, you know what I'm saying, we say, let's make these connections, y'all. What's happening? What's happening in Atlanta? What's happening in, you know, Detroit? What's happening in Ghana? You know what I'm saying? Let's make these connections happening. That's what it is. So the Jacksonville, the beach in the bill, that's what it is, y'all. Let's make history. Let's take history, y'all. Move forward for the campaign to save the Hampton House. We're coming on the countdown. You know what I'm saying? August 30th, I'm coming to Channel First Peace Party. We need you live. We need you up there. You know what I'm saying? I want to shout out to the, you know, to the forces, you know, the assistants, David, and Biden, Erica, you know what I'm saying? I know you're tuned in somewhere. Let's keep on doing it for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Building up for December the 4th, International Revolutionary Day, IRD, International Revolutionary Day. You know what I'm saying? We're building up. We're going to be here. That's what it is. And just let me tell you, I see you coming. That's what it is. In the building, that's what it is, y'all. Okay, my brothers from back listen and Hammond, Gary, y'all keep us connected. What's happening down there? You know what I'm saying? So I think it's your first time calling in. If I'm correct, we appreciate you calling in. So you can't, you know what I'm saying? Have some of you calling in. What you tell a friend? Tell a friend to call in the Free Mall Radio. You know what I'm saying? Because again, Spirit of God has a part into the community newspaper. You know what I'm saying? We say information is raw material, the new ideas. Information is raw material, new ideas. This ain't no chat line. This ain't calling. We tell us to be chopping it up, kicking the bobos. We are using this as a tool. You know what I'm saying? Not only to provide the PE, the political education, but also, you know what I'm saying, personal coalition and scientific relationships across the board. That's what it is, y'all. Y'all feel free. Let me know anything in your mind. I got a person who'll be calling from Nashville, Tennessee. What's happening down there about this camp? What is this lady's running for Senate down there? And they say the moment of silence disrupted. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about this case. You know what I'm saying? We got to go to court tomorrow. So I was on another call online. He was updates about that. You know what I'm saying? Because these beings in the building, like people stuck with other DIs in the building. We got to talk, man. I know y'all supposed to be on deck. We got to get to work on getting that the mural retouched. Cat just came in from the East Coast, so he want to work on it also. You know, we want to get some more murals and paintings put aside to save the Hampton House. We add on to the old saying, which says a picture's worth a thousand words. We say in the million. We add on to the saying that says a picture's worth a thousand words. We add on to that and say a mural is worth a million. A mural is worth a million. So again, let's do that, y'all. We need y'all's support for that official call. I said the artist here. So we say the spirit of Comandante Ernesto Che Guevara. Role of the propagandist is as important as other people. Again, role of the propagandist is as important as the world. You said probably in the building. That's what it is. Free them all. Again, welcome. Appreciate you calling in. Get any more callers in queue? Come right. Any more callers in queue?
Yes, sir. Free them all. Caller 901. Free them all.
Welcome to Free Them All Radio. I'll make sure before I say that. Who do we have on Free Them All Radio? Who do we have? Are you on?
Hey, can y'all hear me?
We hear you. Yes, indeed. Welcome to Free Them All Radio. Who we have? Introduction. How you doing?
My apologies if y'all can't hear me. I'm at the hospital with my mom. She just had surgery, so it may be a little loud or sporadic where I am.
Okay, yes. Okay, so your mom's having surgery, so we'll keep on our minds and hearts. We can hear you fairly well now. What's your name and what's going on with you, sis?
Yes. Well, first of all, thank y'all so much for allowing me to call in and, you know, dialogue with y'all. So I'm Janisha Harris. I'm originally from Memphis, Tennessee. I'm a student at Tennessee State University. I'm studying biology and psychology. I do have a double minor in political science and Spanish. I've been involved with all things activism for the past 2 years. In the last 4 months, I've been arrested twice. My first case was a little crazy. We were at this Marsha Blackburn rally. Marsha Blackburn is the current senator for Tennessee. We were there. We sat down. Within 2 minutes of us sitting down at this rally, we were asked to leave. Our names were on the list and everything, but they still tell us that we had to go. And so I took the initiative to go live on my Facebook. That video got about, like, I don't know, 500,000 views on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And so it kind of went viral. Donald Trump had a lot to say about the incident. And pretty much we were arrested for literally nothing. We were racially profiled. We literally didn't do anything. But they felt the need that we were the only black people at this event. And we were initially there to protest. We weren't just at this event because, you know, we were supporters of her. We were there to protest this event. Nobody knew what we were there to do. So it was definitely racial profiling. And the crazy thing is my charge was assault, and I didn't even assault anybody. People were assaulting me. I was spit on. Like, this white guy spit in my face. Like, police, like, manhandled me. I'm 95 pounds. I'm 5 feet. So it was really, really rough. And so fortunately that case was dismissed a couple of months ago. But also a couple of months ago I got my second charge. I'm in Memphis because my mom, you know, is sick, so I'm here spending time with her. But I have to run to Nashville in the morning because I have court. So with that situation, I was a part of organizing a month-long series of protests, and so we were protesting the removal of a Nathan Bedford Ford statue, who is the first Grand Wizard of the KKK. And so we were there doing that.
Say that again. Y'all were protesting the statue of, what's his name again? Bedford, say the individual's name again, who's the statue was?
Yes, Nathan Bedford Forrest. He was the first Grand Wizard of the KKK.
Yes.
And so Tennessee, you know, we have statues and monuments of this man all over. And so we just felt like we had to do something about it. And Mrs. Tammy Sawyer, who's actually running for mayor, she's a black lady, she was responsible for getting the Confederate statue removed in Memphis. So we just figured, you know, it would be a good idea to do the same in Nashville. So we were there doing that. We dedicated a month for Black History Month. The first week we went out real busy, brought up a casket to the Capitol, and just pretty much honored the ancestors who built the Capitol but are not recognized inside of the Capitol. So we, you know, took it upon ourselves to do like a proper burial for them. The second week we did like a sit-in in the governor's office, and the last 2 weeks we did the focus on Nathan Bedford Forrest and the statue. The last week, the last protest, we were arrested, me and this other guy. And so even with that, it's crazy because my charge is disorderly conduct, but they're trying to take me to a bitch trial, which is just insane. I'll have more updates about that tomorrow because my court date is at 9 o'clock in the morning. And I'll definitely update y'all on that. But it's definitely been a journey. With this comes a lot of, like, scrutiny, death threats. Like, I had to get people to protect me and my home because white people were coming up to my house with nooses and, you know, just the whole nine. So I'm not going to lie, it's been real difficult. I'm only 22 years old. I'm still in college. I'm 22. My birthday's in 2 weeks, so I'll be 23 in 2 weeks.
Yes. I just want to note, you know, saying that the brother was calling before you. He said he's 25 years old, and you're 23. So I just want to say right on. I just want to, you know, make that note. Let me ask you a question. So, why do you think do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Why do you think today? Okay. Down in Nashville and other places, I know it's a big, so much back, a lot of uproar about these Confederate statues and so on and so forth. Why do you think that, in regards to the statue of Nathan Bedford Ford, who was a grand wizard of the KKK, and why is the white community in particular, why do they hold those statues and symbols so, you know, to set the standard? Why what's the significance? Why do you think they're defending this? Why are they giving you these charges? You know what I'm saying? This, you know, calling out this contradiction that, you know what I'm saying, that these, you know, these blatant slave owners and so on and so forth should, you know, so they're not talking about they should only be held only in their own white community. They want everybody to honor them. So why do you think that they take these statues so these symbols so serious?
I think that they hold on to those things basically to continue the racist acts that those things represented. So, like, racism now is a little more, I mean, it's blatant now, but racism can look like a lot of different things. And I think that holding on to Confederate monuments, Confederate statues, Confederate laws, I think that they hold on to those things because it's a continuation of who they are today. And I think it's, like, I wrote this piece in the Tennessean, which is, like, one of the biggest publications in Tennessee. And it got a lot of controversy, and I got a lot of pushback from a lot of white people, which I don't really care about. But I wrote in the article about how white people always tell us to, like, get over the past, get over slavery, get over, you know, Jim Crow. Just get over it. It's 2019, like, get over it. But how can we get over our trauma and our past when it's being in our face in the form of Confederate statues. We see it in the form of Confederate bills. Like our governor, the governor of Tennessee, Bill Lee, literally a week ago, he just passed a bill commemorating Nathan Mesa Forrest. So we have a whole day that celebrates Nathan Mesa Forrest, July 23rd. And he was a whole KKK leader. And so I think that those statues, those symbolic things of racism, it only continues the racist acts of the people who enslaved us. Malcolm X has a quote that says, racism is like a Cadillac. Like, they come out with a new version every single year. So we see that every single year in the form of a new KKK bus. We see it in the form of a new Nathan Mesa Forrest monument in the Capitol. So I think they hold on to those things because they don't know how to let it go, and they don't know why they're letting it go. And then you have some white people that know, like, this is wrong. But then you have some other white people that just, they're not really knowledgeable of the severity of what our ancestors went through. So, yeah.
You mentioned the governor had acknowledged someone this past couple weeks, 2 weeks ago. I missed the name. What did you say? Ford? What did you say?
Say that again.
You said something that the governor just 2 weeks ago had acknowledged someone named Ford. You say Ford? The governor of Tennessee 2 weeks ago. Say it again.
Are you talking about Nathan Mesa Forrest?
They did that before. This is the same statue that you have the case, and the governor just acknowledged them 2 weeks ago, you said, right?
Yes. So we have an entire day, July 13th, commemorate Nathan Mesa Forrest. It's a day of celebration for who he was, what he did. It's a whole day in Tennessee. The bill was passed 2 weeks ago. July 13th was maybe like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And it's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. And it's really a slap in the face, not only to our ancestors, but the descendants of our ancestors, a.k.a. us, black people here in this country. And I don't think it's just so easy to say we need to get over the past, we need to get over this, that, and the other when we're reminded of our trauma in the form of days that commemorate him. We're reminded of our trauma in the form of statues and symbolic gestures of racism. If you go to Germany right now, you're not going to see a statue of Hitler. So if Germany doesn't have statues of Hitler, why do we have statues of Confederate soldiers in Tennessee and beyond?
I think it was a street in Chicago named after someone in Rome. And even of their descent was common. Now, this person was not even in good status, in their respective community. And a lot of people were surprised that the black community, the reverence or the ignorance that, people honor different individuals from other respective communities who were not criminals. And they all respect the community. Mm-hmm. And there was, I got you. Give us, I know you want to keep us posted. Give us some contact information for you, your social media, how we can be a support. Courthouse people can come down to tomorrow, and we definitely want to get you back on. There's some Q&A. I know you have this situation with your mom, so again, we'll keep on our minds and hearts. But give us some contact information for you, sis.
Okay, I will. So my Instagram and Twitter is Janisha C. Harris, JeniShaC Harris, HARRIS. Facebook is Janisha Harris. I have a website. You can go to my website, www.JanishaHarris.com. Once again, that's JeniShaHarris. My court date is tomorrow. Courtroom 5D, it's the criminal court, 9 a.m., Nashville, Tennessee. yeah, I engage and I talk about all things black political activism, history, all this stuff on my social media platforms. If you have any questions, y'all can DM me. I would love to talk. I'll be back on here just to, you know, listen in next Wednesday. Unfortunately, my mom is changing hospital rooms right now, so I have to go back up. But, yeah, just keep me lifted up in support. I need it. These white people trying to take me down, but we gonna, I'm confident we're going to win it. But, yeah, I will definitely keep y'all posted. So, yeah, thank y'all so much. I can hear you. What did you say?
I was saying we can keep your mother on our minds and hearts. We appreciate your energy. Definitely call us next week. Give us an update. I was just putting out the call to the community. We need warm bodies down at the courthouse in Nashville, Tennessee, to support you, sister. So again, we appreciate you and keep us posted.
Yes, I will. Thank y'all.
Anytime, sis. Love, respect, and love, respect.
All right.
Y'all too. Check our Facebook page. Check our social media out. And those who are close down there, you'll say, make sure y'all come on down there. You'll say, see how we can, you know, get the word out about this case. Again, just to reiterate what she does, she has talked about, you know, it's not just a ruling class, you know what I'm saying? It's the typical people from other respective communities talking about important symbolisms, y'all. We live and direct and free on our radio. We live and direct intellectual radio. Don't call the number 929-477-3785, then press 1. 407-08-223-8953. Y'all, we ride, y'all, not just the country, not just the city. You know what I'm saying? We're going past coast to coast, Ghana, Turkey, you know what I'm saying? Nashville, Tennessee, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, you know what I'm saying? You name it. I think we got another call in queue. I think our nephew, Young B, who we were honored to have on here a couple weeks ago. We talked about the case of the sister of the museum down in Baton Rouge, you know what I'm saying, was murdered. And, you know, we've seen the immediate response. And people asked no questions. They just came out like Uncle Ruckus on the boondocks. Guilty, guilty. And other folks that coming out, even the lawyers for the guy who was given the case, they want to talk about this whole question about did his DNA get planted there, so on and so forth. With that being said, y'all, so about this case, they're saying the dynamics of Louisiana, so about this case in Nashville, Tennessee, they're talking what's happening here in Chirac. You know, so let's talk about, you know, so what's going on in Ghana. Again, let's get internationalism. Let's make these connections, y'all. So, comrade, who get we get a call in queue? So, comrade.
Fuck me, Mom. I'm sorry, but Chairman, it was muted. No callers in queue, sir. Callers, please press 1 to come in queue. Grandma.
We want me to press 1, y'all. Okay, press 1. Just tell me now, press 1.
Free them all, Brother Tim. We have a call in queue, caller 816. Free them all.
Welcome to my radio. Who we have online with us?
This enough, you want? What's going on?
Hey, man, it's always good to hear you, man. You know what I'm saying? Again, I just met you a minute ago. You still missing the lines. It's still hot, you know what I'm saying? When you came on here before, on their debut of their album, man, you know what I'm saying? They won't care to make sure that they ain't got it, go get it. They ain't got it, go get it. What a life. If they ain't got it, go get it. Y'all don't be on blue, you know what I'm saying? How you do that there and all that. That's what we got with my nephew, you know what I'm saying? Again, we had an emotional powerful, you know what I'm saying, dialogue, you know what I'm saying? We came on before, and we since then, and we go after this, there's going to be some more contradictions happening, you know what I'm saying? In fact, we said, I was just welcome. Contradictions. The deal is not to trust people more from the world. We got to address them. We got to deal with them. You know what I'm saying? And I say contradictions are things that, you know what I'm saying, good and bad and like. And to my contradictions, like the murder rate, you know what I'm saying, the Chirac. Contradictions, like, you know what I'm saying, this case, Lisa Harris's case out in Nashville, Tennessee. Contradictions, like the system of the museum of Baton Rouge, Louisiana murder. But the deal is we are fighting to be able to talk about them and deal with them. On our turn. Again, sometimes people say, well, let's just talk about them. People give us the green light, the same system that's killing us. Let them give us the green light and we say, okay, y'all can talk about this, how you talk about it. No, we are fighting for that precious entity of self-determination. Because, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we are not, you know what I'm saying? We ain't naive. We know we got some casualties of war. We know we got damaged goods. However, we never had a conversation. It's still a typical safe sort of way. In other words, come out all here black on black violence. Now, this we gonna talk about the Hutus and Tutsi in Rwanda. However, we gonna talk about the role of the Belgians, the French. In other words, we're gonna say Hutu entities that they set the dynamic up. We're going to talk about the 52 murders, you know what I'm saying, one weekend in Chirac. We're going to talk about the 50 public schools being closed down in Chicago. We're going to talk about, Chirac. We're going to talk about the first edicts of Fallen Man Chicago, Ron Manuel, closed down the mental health facilities down, you know what I'm saying, in the black community. So that's how the conversation is going to be here again, you know what I'm saying, from the valley in a clear context. Nephew, what's going on, man? I know we had talked a little bit, you know what I'm saying, last week. Have we heard, you know what I'm saying, the sisters down in Baton Rouge, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You hear from down there, man. We have, what's been going on? What's, you know what I'm saying? Take us there, man. What, you know what I'm saying? How has this impacted the community? Are people talking about it? You know what I'm saying? Are we immune to the point? You know what I'm saying? Are we in a discussion? What are people saying? You know, how they connected? You know what I'm saying? How the trickle down impact not only impacts, you know, the particular individual or one respective family, but just the psychic of, you know, just hearing certain things. I mean, I know we heard about certain things. We were growing up like, you know, man, hold on. Not the elders, not the babies, you know what I'm saying? But how common things are becoming now. What type of vegetation, what type of children, you know what I'm saying? What type of, you know, like even in your genre in particular, the music, type of stuff that people are saying now. You can listen to these catchy songs, they tell you, I beat this old lady out, I do this, you know what I'm saying? What the conversation now, what's happening, or, you know what I'm saying? So what's the conversation like in regards to, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say this, and not just draw a foregone conclusion. The individuals that get locked up for the case is, you know, what have they done? And people say, oh, Chairman Fred, you always suspicious about, you know, the system. I believe that this system, when they tell us there's the weather, when the news come on, they give us the weather, they should be in a position to say, wait a minute, don't believe us, y'all. Let me tell the truth, you know what I'm saying? And create such a history of lying to us, you know what I'm saying, such a history of it, they should always be in a position to say, wait a minute, this one, you know what I'm saying, we said, and we still should be like, oh, hold on, let me, no, I want to, don't take that, not with a grain of salt, but just, man, two buckets of salt. So talk to me now, what's going on down there, what's the psychic like down there, you know what I'm saying, Baton Rouge, not to be, give a still a simple summation, but I'm not in particular, like the South, the community was down. Now, I'm saying how we, you know, like, still to this day, like, you know, I know a lot of this upcoming generation, they don't get to do like a lot of us, you know, we were growing up, those summer kids going back down south, you know what I'm saying? Auntie and grandma, you know what I'm saying, calling and saying, cooking the meal. That impacts the individual. You know, Missy Hustle had talked about when he was finally had to go back to Eritrea, you know what I'm saying, where his family hailed from. And he talked about how they were called the God in Eritrea, you know what I'm saying, and they called it the prayer, how it was just common. Everybody, we would see people going back to their homes, and the families would sit down and eat, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and he told how that impacted him. This, you know what I'm saying, we would be hard pressed to even pick to someone under 16, 17, it's probably older than that, that has ever sat at a dinner table, you know what I'm saying, with a family, you know what I'm saying, even the communication, you know what I'm saying, just the psychic, and, you know what I'm saying, and how we have become immune to hearing about, again, certain cases didn't carry no probation with us, you know, just even hearing about, whoever it come from, you know what I'm saying, elders, the children, you know what I'm saying? Man, they can't on probation, but what's happening, the community back rules, you know what I'm saying, what was it like, what is it like, and what's the response we're hearing about, you know what I'm saying, about this case?
I take them back a little bit from what I'm getting from the elders out this way. You know, a lot of people say this, and I believe this in the books. Civil rights really started in Baton Rouge. And, you know, once SNCC and everything came along and Martin Luther King was the more popular figure,
he get the title for it.
Yeah.
But if you remember the 1971 riot out here, that's the top of my neighborhood, North Boulevard, when the Panthers came down, a few people was killed between the cops and all that. So that's our heritage and history. You know, it's when you go back to Huey P. Long, the governor of Baton Rouge, the Kingfish, you know what I mean? That's right here in our state's capital he was shot in. So when you look at that whole evolution all the way up to Miss Sadie, man, she was one of them old grandmothers that you said that what you talking about. I didn't have the honor and privilege of meeting her, but my mother had been to that museum, and I learned just coming back home recently that that's in my neighborhood, you know what I mean? So when you look at a lady like that, that could be our grandmothers and just as well, you know, on some ancestry in real life. Yeah. So she was that type of lady to open up the door for a guy like that, man, to come through and do this regardless of whatever they putting on TV. And, you know, we looking around all these guys that's on the case. But you got to figure where that come from and what kind of animal are you to do that to a lady like that. That when you got a case like that, I mean, in society, they make it hard for you. You know, ain't too many people going to open their doors. So to do that, I figure it's a greater monster, you know what I mean? And I ain't trying to, you know, paint more on the picture. But what we getting, you know, they crossbreeding the DNAs and this, that, and the other. And, you know, from what I know to, you know, to right now, this guy's DNA was supposed to be on this lady, man. I mean, come on. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of mystery to that, a lot of trivia. And like I say, and just Southern roots. What could you want to do somebody this many years later and with her being that type of activist? You got to go that many years back to see who she might have offended or said something later on. You see what I'm saying? I tell a lot of guys this on. I don't see too many olds except for black men, you know what I mean, that live, get it, and live off to go happily ever after. You know, God bless guys like Sidney Poitier and Harry Belafonte that's probably still around to this day. But look at what's going on with Bill Cosby and Michael Jackson and Prince out here. Everybody that's in that kind of essence, it's a funny thing I've just been watching going on the last 10 years, man. It's, you got to wonder. I mean, this lady... I didn't know this lady like this, but when something like that raised a nation, because it ain't just a small thing, and she just an imperial. You go back to what happened to Miss Rosa Parks. So I pay attention around the country, and the statistic to me, you know, and my question is, I mean, we could talk about it till we blew in the face on, you know what I mean, or what's going on, you know what I mean, on that notation, man. You know, we bearing our people up here, out here, young and old. And, you know, it's random in these streets out here. These boys racing to put each other face on T-shirts out here. But they don't respect the elders. That's what's happening on top. And I'm somewhat the in-between to always try to connect that old and young generation so we can know where we come from and know where we at to know where we going here again. I always say that. So that's what we're dealing with, of course. You know, Alton Sterling, whatever took place with the cops, I believe those guys got off. So when it come down to it, where the youth go against the elders is this, and go back to Emmett Till. I come from Chicago and I come to the South, that's what you're talking about, and it grew a little bit more liberated in its racism from here to New York to Maine, I'm sure. Ain't too much than change. But for us to still be debating being an indigenous servant and talking any kind of humanity rights and this late in the game, you got to know something. You know, what kind of demonic spirit is that? You know, they want to keep a person oppressed or people oppressed and never give you an opportunity to come up with what that's all about. When you know your history and your heritage, we ain't started like this. So why are we in this condition? And why should we, you know, yeah, you're going to reflect off of that all the time. But mentioning Emmett, saying he coming out here thinking one way, and it's still them old laws and old Napoleon law in the South, and in particular Louisiana. You know, when you deal with it, when you come down and Unc, I'm trusting you, Unc. That's like me being real young, and I'm coming to see you wherever we at. And my mama trusts me today. I know he gonna take care of you. But when somebody come in your house and walk past Unc and do this, that, and the other, Unc, who gonna protect me out here, man? These kids scared. You know what I mean? Cause death for real.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? About a black on black crime, the police or whatever. That's a real true statement. And every case that we watching across the country is not being justified. Trayvon Martin, you name it. You see what I'm saying? So that's how the youngsters feel about the elders. We the same. We shall overcome forever. Man, I ain't got time for that. It's guarding the gun out here. That's it. I'm fighting for my life. So when you go back to how you do that, and I say, young nigga still dying, that's timeless. I said that in 1996 or something, huh? It's 22, 23 years later. And y'all time before our time. So what we do?
Mm-hmm.
That makes it, you know, the youngster don't listen to the daddy no more. You don't listen to uncle. He did. He in the penitentiary. And now I got to fend for myself. And we just watched that all the way through the lineage from y'all to Tupac to Nip to who. What can we do? Yeah. What else?
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We got to fight for this shit, you know what I'm saying? Again, in the kinds of type of ways, connections, you know what I'm saying? I maintain, like, you know, like, I talked about, I gave some numbers before, I think it was over 78% or something, that of the populace in Iraq under the tenure of George Bush Sr., they had wiped out the populace. It resulted that 78% of the populace was under 17 years old. So you had a generation that had no knowledge of what some people were, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of, you know, and the deal, these are war tactics, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Genghis Khan and the Mongolians, we came through China,
yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm saying? He left a certain perspective, so that, you know, Chinese among the people, you know what I'm saying? And, and like, you look at movies like Beast of No Nation, and just the strategic war tactics that they had, the Negro warlords, based on it. However, it was the British or the imperialist powers that, you know what I'm saying, that set up certain dynamics, they would wipe out certain, you know, representatives of the community. And this system is so dark, brutal. I mean, you was in things, you know what I'm saying, rape to, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, to have, you know, generation turn against generation. And let's go, you know, I'm still going to pin the tail on the pig. And in other words, I'm still going to say the system is responsible for this. Let's say the murder directly in that.
Yeah.
That's, you know, what the case may be, because even if you say, well, what's this dude done? You know, Phil Marshall George Jackson had to say that you did that capitalism not only affects the economy, but it affects the psyche of the people. It not only affects the economy, but it affects the psyche of the people. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people think people say we're going to get this part of capitalism. No, it's a politic to being a ball player. It's a politic to being, you know, certain percent. You know, like, that's why, like, even with the revolution, people try to detach the gun from the movement. But if you produce it, no, we must even politicize the gun. You know, that's why we've seen, like, certain times we took back the uniforms. Like, try to just think of this uniform. But the politics of it, the politics of, you know, when people say, I'm going to be for myself, I'm going to be for myself, at the expense of Miss Sadie, at the, you know, regardless of, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to make it. You know, regardless of mama, so on and so forth. Even the terms, you know what I'm saying? Like, the terms that they use, I don't think it's like no coincidence. This horror movie post came out. Octavia Spencer, she told me that the playing a role is these white children. Mm-hmm. It's called Ma.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? It's a psyche. When you know what I'm saying? We hear terms like, you know what I'm saying, moms. It's a connection that's significant with our people. But now that term is being connected to this horror play film. And like, even nephew, we talk, like I told people, I refuse to give a certain term. It was brought to my attention recently. Even terms like uncle, auntie, these terms have been devalued to mean that somebody's like demoralized or getting high. I said, man, we can't let that go. These are war tactics. And the terms, the propaganda is important. I just mentioned earlier that coming down to Che Guevara said the role of the propagandist is as important as the guerrilla. The U.S., they have put resources in, you know what I'm saying, in the propaganda when the U.S. aggression against the Vietnamese people, that they're the psychic of the term VCs. So even soldiers, they weren't killing you. They didn't see themselves as killing human beings. They were killing VCs in Somalia. The term they referenced was skinny. They were not taking out human beings. They were skinny. So when you see these terms like oak and auntie being degraded, meaning you're a hyper strawberry, it takes away the human factor from it. You know what I'm saying? And even if we look back, I think back to myself growing up, we would become immune to certain words. Hear certain terms, and go, that's a strawberry, right? And which was depriving it of the human dynamic of it. I remember this case in Michigan. This sister was on Raven and Rondo show. She had a granddaughter. Her daughter was on a bridge, and her daughter was murdered.
Yeah.
And the guy who had the case was locked up. And the mother had told the guy on the case, he said, to you, that was a strawberry. Or a hype, you know, and we say the term demoralized. But she said, yeah. That was Gabriel Heights. She said, that was my daughter and her mother. I said, whoa. How do you,
yes, indeed.
Like the politics of it. And like, you know,
yeah.
They come in, the state, the terms, the songs, the people come out, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what I'm saying? We have to struggle to not be liberal and not give up certain things. Like, see, I told some youngsters, I said, hey, man, hold on. I said, that's the count, man. Uncles and aunties and grandma, these are the terms of reverence and respect where we come from. Oh, man, you know, man.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, things have changed. Hey, hold on, man. I ain't come from that count. We ain't the ones go Romans do the Romans do. We still rag on Hannibal from Carthage. We respect them terms, man. You know what I'm saying? And the deal is,
right.
Because again, the sisters got the phone a minute ago. They hold their symbolism, they hold their representatives up in esteem. We have to fight for that because it, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of these youngsters, they're coming in, especially in addition to what we're facing already, dealing with. In addition, the building family unit has been, broke up, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's already like this even when you raise horses. They say an orphan horse is difficult to raise because it does not know the footsteps to walk into, you know what I'm saying? You have children that have no actual concept of a biological kind of, so they really... You know, we coming in. They get no basis already. So we coming in already going. We're dealing with a deficit. You know, so they ain't no mamas and dads. So we coming in with a deficit, and then you say, well, now you gonna take that from us? You know what I'm saying? Like uncle, auntie, we can't get it up. You know what I'm saying? We have to struggle. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's a struggle to say no, and not in a liberal way to say okay, just because somebody's your auntie disrespect you, whatever I'm saying. But again, we have to up the ante on all the ways. That was one of the unique dynamics about the era of the Black Panther Party. It was a generation that told mama that we love you. However, we're not going to be able to say, we ain't been tripping on this white Jesus up on the wall. We ain't up with this here. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I hope you don't up the ante. And I'm concerned on how many times, because my brother told me 2 weeks ago, it kind of cut me too. He said, Chairman, I'm to the point now. I wish some of these kids were going to take each other out. Start up another upcoming generation. And it hurt me when he said it, you know what I'm saying? Because war hurts, you know. And you know what I'm saying? And we must acknowledge in this war that we have some casualties. And it hurts, you know. And you know what I'm saying? But again, we have some dynamics, you know what I'm saying? We've been hitting the Department of Children and Family Service. You got generations of cats who've never seen any, no structure, no nothing. And somebody put on Facebook the other day, I see the post on this, so we got to fight to free some of these children from these parents. I said, whoa, real talk. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we have to combat, the channel's long been talking, say combat liberalism. In other words, it can't be just saying, oh, let this slide, because that's cool. And it was a client, Malcolm X talked about it was an image on the front of Time Life magazine where a young girl, she was 14 from China. She had a 45 against maybe her father or her uncle's head. And he said, why are you doing it? He said, he betrayed the revolution. And you know what I'm saying? We have to, the people are, whether they're revolutionaries or what we refer to as community anchors in our community. We have to say, hey, hold on. They don't care, no probation. You messed over who? You know what I'm saying? And it's their community anchors. We have to fight back the candy store lady and the lady won the candy store.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These are dynamics in our community that once we become liberal, we let this go down like this here. That whole, it upsets the ecosystem. You know what I'm saying? You know, don't get me wrong. There's certain casualties have to be, you know what I'm saying? I'm not such, you know, we all black people come together. That's some cats that they got to be addressed. However, we have to make sure we get the fight that, again, in the way we assess it. We can't become immune to this here. And so, again, we want to make sure we talk about this here. We want to talk about the different dynamics, you know what I'm saying? And be able to see the telltale signs of some casualties before it gets to a point of being antagonistic contradiction, a point of no return. You know what I'm saying? History got so much down to the point now. Black cats can't distinguish normal from abnormal. You know what I'm saying? It's certain terms that we had telltale signs. We just pick, oh man, hold on, dude ain't cool. You know, she ain't cool. You know, this ain't that. It's become this so vague now. You know what I'm saying? We have to fight for that. You know what I'm saying? And I, you know, and we, and when I say fight for it, I'm talking, man, in the sense of the word, I'm talking about, man, in the studio. You know what I'm saying? The streets. You know what I'm saying? And that, y'all, I appreciate you in so many ways. You know what I'm saying? Again, we don't have you on here. We talk with the music. We also have you. Again, you talking about real deal. Contribution and impact our community. You know what I'm saying? As you hear from I appreciate this, even that history of Baton Rouge. You know what I'm saying? Again, y'all, we are pregnant with potential, y'all. Again, we gotta go back and check these maternity wards, y'all. We gotta check these graveyards. Everybody in the graveyard ain't dead. You know what I'm saying? It's some situations the individuals have to play it up. You know what I'm saying? So they don't get picked up, y'all. We got so many forces again. We got to really dive the jewels amongst us, man. We got to make sure we fight, we protect them, respect them, and never neglect them, y'all. Real talk, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Live attack, you know. We're really making history, taking history, I know we got 6 more minutes, y'all, when we get up. I'm going to follow up on this issue this Saturday, on Triple C Saturday. I'm going to talk about this comment I put up on this post. I talked about how Chance the Rapper is acknowledging, recognizing Zach TV, as Zach TV dead, but would not give Zach TV an interview when he was alive. And I pray that, you know what I'm saying, my demise, when all these pop-up Play-Doh people start talking about me, I pop black up on them, you know what I'm saying, and shake them up, you know what I'm saying, because again, these, man, states where people come through with this whole, yeah, man, this and that, he's Zach. Chance the Rapper never gives Zach TV, because the deal is Zach TV was addressing Grammy issues, because these are Grammy conditions. You know what I'm saying? He was talking about the Kanika Jenkins case. He can't interview me. You know what I'm saying? His house got broke in, studio equipment came up, missed all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? He talked about this here. And you know what I'm saying? And now people, again, when you become a safe subject, they will acknowledge you. Wheaties Cereal said put Muhammad Ali on the Wheaties box in the late 80s. They said, why you put Ali on that night? You didn't put Ali on that back in the day? They said, we do it now because he's safe. We can't afford to.
Right, I hear you.
He pulled off no safe subject. You know what I'm saying? Man, we got niggas out there right now calling a question. I want to go on record. You know, in the event of my demise, they get to bring up all these different individuals running out on my grave. You know, oh, yeah, that was my man. Hey, man, hey, I'm calling some backup. The assets come through the door. Those are still here. Hey, man, hunt them down. Because, again, man, this is right now. We need support. And, again, that guy could have took him to a whole other level. You know what I'm saying? Chance, this is an interview. This is an interview with Zach TV. And we won't touch him. You know what I'm saying? After he did it, all kept coming on. Yeah, man, this and this. Man, if this, man, yeah, man. Why come on? We say if it was a fifth, y'all be drunk. You know what I'm saying? It's going down right now, man. Real talk, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all check out the history of Zach TV. Check out the stuff he was putting up. You know what I'm saying? And when he knocked him off, he was getting the information from the valley on the ground. You know what I'm saying? Man, real talk, y'all. You live with that, y'all. We got nephew on here, man. Y'all make sure y'all, with a lot of y'all check that out. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all go track it down. Y'all replay this piece we did here. This history of Baton Rouge. You know what I'm saying? It's so, man. Other communities make it mandatory. They want to talk about, man, with man, Dachau, Auschwitz, you know, Nazi Germany, so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? Man, this is something that, listen, I'm sitting, I feel Marshall, Tor, we were discussing, told some old brothers down in Louisiana, and he said, his brother said something that really made a lot of sense. He said, hey, man, the Klan wasn't going everywhere. It's a spot the Ku Klux Klan wasn't going, coming to. And you think about that. It was a resistance. They tell us this whole thing. You think, man, they just come through our door and whooping us every day. Man, we want to do a note. This I'm telling, they come through. Everybody has the white sheets on. We just run across. Man, hey, it's been cats getting down. We need to know about that. We need to know about that.
Right.
It's a response. It's a response. They're like, hey, man, hold on, man. Doolin ain't, hey, man, who? Man, Doolin ain't playing. You know what I'm saying?
Look, the natural thought is how that's allowed, man. We know, everybody looking at it know that's wrong. How that's still allowed, man? How that's still allowed? You know what I mean? So it's your common thought. You see what I'm saying? It don't even go that far. It's right or wrong. That's not right, man. Period. So from what are we debating? What are we talking about? Hey, it's protection from that point on. Ain't nobody playing by the rules. So how are we going to play by the rules? See, the whole thing is this. What you got to look up to other than God and an invisible God. Everybody taught religion and all how we passed it down. But nobody saw the face of God to know that. And it's like God said somewhere written, how you can say you love me that you never see? You know what I mean? You can't love your brother standing right next to you in the back room with you, man. So we dealing with an all but hopeless generation. I share this short story with you. I remember being in the studio one time, and, you know, we didn't have the internet, and we was recording in the 80s on up until, you know, the 2000s eventually. But long story short, I'm in a mic booth recording. I'm, you know, I normally go off the feedback of the engineer or the people in the studio to know if I'm going the right direction with the song. So I come out the studio, and a good friend of mine and a few other people that was in the studio, there was about 10 people outside of the booth, 10, 12 people. Nobody was talking to each other because everybody was looking to their phone. And I'm talking sitting a foot away across, one chair across from you, and you could be having a verbal conversation with anybody, but everybody's attention span ain't what it used to be, and everybody into their own thing. Yeah. So before, you got a room full of people that's sitting in there look like a doctor's office in the studio with the music loud and everything. Yeah. I couldn't understand that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's hard to reach.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to reach. Everybody got their own objective. You got a bunch of reckless kids, and it's like my big cousin tell me, the problem with the youth is the first three letters, Y-O-U. Some of these parents are scared of these kids, and some of these teachers are scared of the kids. So I could tell you stories from being 5 years old in elementary school, and we was running a teacher out of the classroom, man. She had to go get the principal. Now I look back at that, I said, man, we were 5 years, we were babies, and they couldn't control it. Yeah, you know what I mean? That's late 70s going into the early 80s, so watching that whole evolution, has it got better, has it got worse? Rest in peace, the brother on Big Gregory was saying, man, out of all the cultures and races in the world, we the only one got a term that say black on black crime. When a white man kill a white man now, he ain't never heard it said Chinese on Chinese. So what that's all about? So, you know, it starts there on the playground in the household, these dysfunctional families we come from. And this one of the guys was interviewing brother on Greg, and with a young cat, I forget his name, but it's like, you know, on all of YouTube and his interviews and stuff. And he said, well, hey, man, you know, when is this going to change? He said, never. And the way he said it, you know, the electricity that he was, never, nigga, it ain't going to never change. So, you know, rest in peace to him. But he went to the grave saying that for what we hoping for and waiting, and we looking up to our leaders. Like I told you, you one of the last of mine. And what I love about the Panthers is, like, one of us will get that every 10 years, just like we get a good black movie. Boys in the Hood, Men in Society ain't come out in the same 5-10 year span. So you get one strong black man out of us, and he'll stand up. But it's a whole nation, a million of us. What I loved about the Panthers, it wasn't one leader. Y'all had leaders everywhere. So every community, city, state, then it's for a black kid that's looking up to some kind of black empowerment. Y'all still had that structure. Other than y'all in the Nation of Islam, for us as black kids in these neighborhoods and communities, and saying, where's our black strength? If we get in trouble with these police, if we get over our head, who we run to?
You see
what I'm saying? So I respected that. And like I say, I'm more, you know what I mean, Panther blooded in that sense, because like I say, I'm from H. Rob Brown. Where H. Rob Brown from? Stokely went to school, and, you know, he went from Monroe on up until y'all, and I done recognized that just growing into it. And it always is an honor and pleasure to be in your presence, you know what I mean, and everything you lace me with. So I still have that believability, but it's a whole generation under me. And all them guys don't have no infrastructure. It's not in school. I was a kid that didn't salute the flag. I didn't understand why my granddaddy went to World War II, and my grandmother was still a maid. So I said, I never saluted the flag because he died in the ghetto. I mean, you know, he died at Veterans Hospital in New Orleans. But, you know, he died a blind man, an alcoholic. So for all the sacrifice he made, the war he went through and survived the war, and you come back home to the ghetto, what you going to do all day to wipe that out your head? He had to drink something, do what he had to do. He ain't share them stories with me. And now that I know what World War II was, and we talking Hitler, you see what I'm saying? I can't imagine what that old man had to look at to come back and still try to be a man for his family and keep a stable, sane man and run a household every day. Impossible. You know what I mean? So that's what I come from. Before I got in the community, I watched through the eyes of my granddad, daddies and everything, and from that I relate to it. Just like any gang birth, me and the little homies down the street, we gonna hang. So close enough that we friends, we call each other cousins. So close to be cousins that we call each other brothers. See, in the South, when we say blood and cuz, we mean family. But you go to the West Coast, You can't say that in certain places. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But old law and Southern rooted on up into the rest of the country, man. You know what I mean? We respected both sides of the red. But for those that know, it's really about us coming back in unison with God and as a black family. And I still believe in that. You know what I mean? So, but everybody don't. So it's re-strengthening and getting us to that point, giving us some kind of believability. Other than that, if you feel like you're by yourself, you're going to fend for yourself. And that's a do-or-die situation. That's called survival. You know what I mean? I mean, the same method to the Panthers. Would you say, bag a cat in the corner? I used to have cats, and I learned early. Put a cat in that corner. He's going to turn pretty cool on you before you lay you down, before you let him yay.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. And it comes to that common knowledge and that common law if you're in those death-defying situations, especially. Yeah, you know, they call the soft, the smiling soft with a bloody mouth, man. You know what I mean? Everything he had, but don't go down the wrong country road between here and Mississippi, man. It's a whole other world, so, you know. But that's what it is, though. We got to revitalize, and the whole lot going to take prayer. God, ultimately, we ain't none of us can do this alone, and none of the angels strong enough without God. So from here to heaven. That's what that is, you know what I mean? So we're going to keep pushing and keep doing that. And for those that know, that get it, I'm like this. I used to try to pry in one sense, the youngsters all, but like a Jehovah Witness. But now I open my chapters to those that's open to me. If you listen, I'm going to tell you. But if you ain't listening, you got to find out your way. Yeah, you got to find out like I had to find out. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're right. That's your bleeding thing, man. My nephew, y'all, real said, man, hey, Diddy said, another talk episode of Put 'Em On Radio, Special Radio, y'all. Y'all tune back in with us. It's going to be on Saturday, 12 o'clock Central Time. High noon, Triple C Saturday, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all check my nephew, y'all be there, man. I see Glenn Star with the building, Comrade Torres, Veronica, Conan, I see my nephew. And give my love, respect to the Field Master building, Chris and Will. That's what it is, y'all. Free them all. That's what it is.
Same here. I'm free them all.
Free them all. Such a Shepherd, Guy Smith. Eric Mobley, come through. I need to see you Saturday, man. Triple C. We had the water gun fight going down to happen now, y'all. Y'all bring, I need some music donations, salt balls and bats and water guns, all that food, water, all that stuff. Y'all can't come on with it, y'all. You know, hit us up at ChandlerFernJr@gmail.com via PayPal. Cornelius Chaplin, Cedric Shepherd, you know, Saint James Campbell, Robert Reed, James Ward, Omari Jones. That's what it is, man. Martin Clemens, three more. You can get y'all back on here with us, y'all. Power show last week, power show this week, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So the best three in the building, right on Tony Jackson. Lisa, that's what I see in the building. That's what it is, three more. Kazan, that's what it is. East Coast in the building, y'all. That's what it is. Come right, cool today, y'all. Meantime, between time, and after that, y'all, keep your hands up, eyes on the fist punch. Let's continue to make history, take history, and take history. You know what I'm saying? Check that y'all believe, album out, y'all, with a life, you know what I'm saying? Yep, it's an honor. It's an honor to serve y'all. Now that we covered on now. See y'all again, man. Your mom, save the Hampton House.
Now I need y'all to take y'all seatbelts off and lock and load for this here episode. This here is rated R for reality. And leave y'all licenses at home. We ride like outlaws.
My nigga is
I was born on this day and time. Just like the children of the corn, they don't break the mind. Taking line, take the nine. Niggas living fucked up. Stay behind enemy lines. I'm having tough luck. I'm fucked up. Doing my time. I got enough nuts to fuck up. Play a design. I'm more like, what's up? I like to stay on my grind so I can fuck up. Some more game, ain't no shame, player. I'm about to cut up and nut up. A place to recline, yeah, you can fuck up. And kiss my ass, I'm the last you getting stuck up. I snuck up, all with no master blast. Struck up in conversation, over stash and cash. Up, up, and away all day. I be running the hash, puff, puff, anyway. Call Ray, it's a turn of my past. Knuckles, they're the great Charlotte. To my sermon, the mask. Trust us when I say Pablo. Take a moment and fast. Fuck up, yeah. I hope I let it be your man. Watch some big plan to keep the club in the state. I'm spending over the years, I can tell you. Who wrong with another squad? That's right, another faggot. Life of a player like this, resurrected like Christ. What up, DJ Quick? Mr. T on the beat, my nigga E on the mix. Stretching out four ways just like a cruise up. Big man, it ain't nothing nice, just let me do my shit. Nothing come overnight, homie, that's too my clip. Outlaw, I'ma ride a true quick one day at a time, like a snotty. I do this, that blueprint. Ghetto survivor, my new shit. Ghetto music, I'ma get lava like cool quick. K-R-S-1, S-1-W, true shit. Have a blessed one. I don't want trouble, you fool it. Calling on my phone at the W, you fool it. It's a hit, I'm known, I'm a bubble, you true shit. It's to each his own on my new clip. Carly on the gang, let her hang, keep it cool. I hope I let her be your man. I'm looking for some big plan to keep the brother in the safe pit. I'm spinning over the years out of that man.
Heads up, eyes open, the fist clench. This here be the chairman, Fred Hampton Jr. That is. Now, I'm finna hit him and drop a bit of this here path of politics on this here shit. Now, it's a bad time for good men. They either blast with their badges or put a bunch of bullets in our back. Or as my nephew, Young Bleed, just agreed, got us on the bus headed back to the state pen. When Richard Milhouse Nixon, to Donald John Trump, they still got us all fucked up. When they slave ships, long ass prison beds. Hanging black folks on long ropes, these corrupt ass courts laying motherfuckers down on death row. Ain't no coincidence to this shit, down by design. Every time you turn around, these motherfuckers get them either putting us under 6 feet underground, locking us the fuck up, or placing us behind enemy lines. See, my birth certificate was damned in my death certificate. And until this day, I done kissed the casket so much, you get them on a day to day basis, I'm still checking my folks just to see if I'm still living. Nah. I need y'all to bear with me. Or better yet, Black Panther Party come with me. For one fourth of my life, I've been locked up. Another quarter of that, I've been in their courts caught up. Another fourth of that, in some sense of the words. For lack of better terms, I've been practicing essentially, got them on the run. Now add all that up. Got them together, including the last, got them a quarter and fourth. They've been trying to get them to turn me, get them to a motherfucking corpse. But goddamn it. Here is warning to the hunter and to the government. Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. And on this day, ain't no gonna be no easy prey. What's in the film needs to be explained. Y'all done heard the words of this song. When it's on, it's on. Sisters, that's like for Erica Gardner. You dig? We honor Erica Gardner. Get them alone in the Erica Gardner. Get them, we ride for Erica Gardner.